This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Brother Ahmed from Montreal asks, Montreal is of course the beautiful French city of Canada, where the people are French Canadians. I've been there many, many times, and they're well known for many things, including their shawarma. They say they have the best shawarma in all of North America. So that's a shout out to the shawarma places of Montreal. So Brother Ahmed from Montreal asks that he's been doing some research about theology, and he has a very technical question. He says, what is the difference between the decree of Allah and the will of Allah? Meaning the qadr of Allah and the qada of Allah. The qadr and the qada. The qada and the qadr. He says, what is the difference between qada and qadr?
وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِن قَبْلِكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ.
So this is a very good and very technical question, and a very interesting one. And he is basically wanting to know, what are these different terms that are mentioned in the Quran and in the Sunnah? Because we learn there are six pillars of Iman, and the sixth pillar is to believe in Al-Qadr and Qada. And the Quran uses both of these terms. So for example, Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّا كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَاهُ بِقَدَرٍ. We have created everything with qadr. We have created everything with qadr. Therefore, the word qadr is used. And in another verse, Allah says in the Quran, ثُمَّ جِئْتَ عَلَىٰ قَدَرٍ يَا مُوسَى. Then you came with qadr, O Musa. That Musa, you came to Turi Sina, you came to Mount Tur, you came here upon Allah's qadr, when it was decreed and destined. So these are terms that are qadr. And then we also have the term qada. So for example, in the term in the verse pertaining to the Battle of Uhud, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ تَوَاعَدْتُمْ لَاخْتَلَفْتُمْ فِي الْمِيعَادِ وَلَكِنْ لِيَقْضِيَ اللَّهُ أَمْرًا كَانَ مَفْعُولًا لِيَقْضِي قَضَى. Allah says to the Muslims, if you had attempted to work out a time and place to meet, if you had attempted to schedule the Battle of Badr, what time, what place, what location, all the logistics, Allah says, you would never have agreed. But Allah's qada had already decreed that on the 17th of the second year of the Hijrah, 17th of Ramadan, in the second year of the Hijrah, in the plains of Badr, the two armies would meet. They did not know, Allah knew. They did not control, Allah controlled. They did not set the appointment time. وَلَوْ تَوَاعَدْتُمْ لَاخْتَلَفْتُمْ فِي الْمِيعَادِ. Even if you both promised and attempted to, you would not have been able to live up, and you would not have agreed to when and where and how. وَلَكِنْ لِيَقْضِيَ اللَّهُ أَمْرًا كَانَ مَفْعُولًا. But Allah's qada came, and it was already decreed, and therefore it was enacted. So we have over here in the Quran the term qada and the term qadr, and the both of them are mentioned in the context of divine destination, now predestination. And of course, I mean, obviously the question did not ask about predestination, but obviously it should be understood that we believe in Allah's qada and qadr. It is one of the six pillars of Iman, and it is something that alhamdulillah all Sunni Muslims agree upon. One of the definitive characteristics of all Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah is that we believe in qadr, which means that everything that happens, happens with the knowledge of Allah, the will of Allah, the power of Allah, the execution of Allah. Not a leaf falls except that Allah knows and Allah wills that it will fall. It's not just the knowledge, it is also the willing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that nothing happens in the dominion of Allah without the permission and also without the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To claim otherwise is to claim, a'udhu billah, that God is an impotent God, that God does not control his own creation. No, we believe that Allah controls everything, and nothing happens in the dominion of the King of Kings except that the King not only knows it, but has given permission for it, and has granted its execution, and has willed that it is going to occur. All of this is mainstream, belief. There is no controversy at all amongst all the Sunni groups over the primary issues of the Qadr and the Qada of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the question was not over the realities of Qadr. The question is, what is the difference between Qada and Qadr? Believe it or not, the answer to this question, is not simple. It is something that has been a bit of a controversy in a trivial sense, in the sense that there's not much to gain from the difference of this. Nonetheless, you find difference of opinion. So we have, for the purposes of this answer, I'll just summarize it in three different opinions and then share some thoughts. First and foremost, the first opinion is that Qadha and Qadar are absolutely synonymous, that they are both the same thing, that we don't have to worry about what each one is a technical difference, because they are synonymous. And of course, in every single language, sometimes you have multiple words to describe the same concept or the same entity. And of course, these are called synonyms. So according to one group of scholars, Qadha and Qadar are simply two words that indicate the same concept. And the reason why you would have two words in the Arabic language, each word is bringing something different to the table. And so, qada, for example, the term qadar means to have power over something. The term qadar means to decree something. And the term qada means to carry something out, and also means to decree. So Qadar has an element of the knowledge of power, and Qadha has an element of carrying something out. And the both of them have the connotation of decreeing something, okay? So Qadara means to make a decision and to make a binding resolution. And Qadha also means to make a decision and to make a binding resolution. So Allah's Qadar and Allah's Qadha indicate that Allah Azza wa Jal has decided something, and Allah is going to execute that decision, and Allah will it, and Allah knows it. So some have said it is completely synonymous. Therefore, that is one opinion. Another opinion says that Qadha is before Qadar. And that is that qada is Allah's will before the creation, that Allah Azza wa Jal knows, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has written down in the Lawh al-Mahfuz, and that is qada. And then when it occurs, when it is manifested, that is qadar. Okay, so qada is in the knowledge of Allah, and qada is written in the Lawh al-Mahfuz, and qada is written with the scribes of the angels, and then when it comes into existence, it is Qadar. And this is a position that some have said is a majority position. And Ibn Hajar has a modification of this in his Fath al-Bari. Ibn Hajar says that the qada is al-hukm al-kulli al-ijmali fil-azal. The qada is the totality of all of Allah's decisions that are pre-eternal. Okay? The qada is the totality, the sum total. And the qadar is every single, you know, minuscule issue that is then coming from the totality. So the qadr is the manifestation on the daily basis of the qada. So anything that happens of the daily life occurrences, this would be the qadr. And all of the qadr put together is the qada. So this is the position of Al-Hafidh Ibn Hajar, which you can say is a modified second position. Basically, it means the same thing, except that what he's saying is that qada is all of the totality of Allah's knowledge and Allah's writing down. And then qadr is going to be that every single particular incident that takes place. So a person is born, a person passes away, a person loses a job, a person is blessed with this, a person gets married, another one's in the accident. That all of that, each one of those is the qadr. And then all of it put together will be the qada of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of the evidences that is used by the scholars of this position is the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that nothing changes qadr except dua. Nothing changes qadr except dua. And what is meant by qadr here are the actual occurrences. That a sick person dying or being cured. What is going to happen? Perhaps something has already been decreed. Nothing will change that qadr except dua. So again, this is one opinion. Now, some have said the exact opposite. Some have said what we just said the second opinion was. The third opinion is the exact opposite. And that is that the qadr is the pre-eternal and the qada is the daily execution. So basically, flip it around and you get position number three. And this is the position of many scholars, including my own teacher, Ibn Uthaymeen, Allah Yarhamuh, that he said when he was asked this question, that what is the difference between qada and qadr? He would say the two are synonymous when used separately. Now listen to this here. When used separately, we will think they're the same thing. But when we put them next to each other and we say qada and qadar, then each one takes on one meaning that put together is going to be the total meaning of both sums. Okay? And therefore, he said, when used together, qadar is what Allah has written in the pre-eternality. And qada is the occurrence of that. Qadr is what Allah has written in pre-eternity, and qada is the manifestation or the occurrence, which is literally the exact opposite view of what Ibn Hajar said. But again, this is just another opinion out there. And this is mentioned in a hadith that قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ مَقَادِيرَ الْخَلْقِ, that Allah قَدَّرَ, Allah wrote the qadr of all of the maqadir of the creation before He created the creation by 50,000 years. So this position says that the qadr is the pre-eternal and the qada is what is happening on a daily basis. Now, in reality, for all practical purposes, the difference is semantic. What does that mean? It means the difference does not bring about any major change. The difference does not really change the understanding of qada and qadr. And the main point is that we believe in Allah's knowledge, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written down in the Lawh al-Mahfuz, and also when we are in the wombs of our mothers, that Allah has written down what is going to happen, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has willed when the thing is going to happen, Allah's will that it is going to happen, and that nothing happens without the will and the mashia and the irada of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, along with, of course, the knowledge that we ourselves are given a type of power and a type of mashia that allows us to do what we are doing. In other words, and I don't want to go down the issue of the concept of qadr, and maybe another Q&A. I've already spoken about this in other lectures, but people always have questions, and maybe I'll do another tangent about the issue of qadr. But to summarize, our philosophy about qadr is actually very straightforward. Okay, listen to this carefully. As Muslims, for all practical purposes in the decisions that we make, we act as if we are free agents in our actions. We act as if we have free will. Yet we believe theologically that Allah is in full control, and that Allah knows, and that nothing happens without the knowledge and the decree and the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when it comes to actions, we live as if we have free will. We cannot blame anything. When I decide to do something, I cannot blame qada and qadr. My actions, we act as if we have free will, because in some sense, we do have that. And yet, in our beliefs and in our iman and in our aqidah, we firmly believe that Allah is Malik al-Mulk and Allah is in charge, and nothing happens without the knowledge and without the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is our, in a nutshell, how we deal with this issue of qada and qadr. And in reality, the difference between the two doesn't really bring about any change in our philosophy. So for all practical purposes, we can assume that the two are synonymous. Some have said one precedes the other, and whichever position you hold, it doesn't change the fact that qada and qadr are used in a way that is interchangeable. Because even if you say one precedes the other, in reality, the two are intertwined together, and the two necessitate each other, even if you separate the concepts and the meanings. And therefore, for all practical purposes, we can use them as synonyms. And I hope that that answers this question. فانتصر وحملته في فلكك المشحون يا من أحال النار حول خليله روحا وريحانا به